Now that we've gotten some context on this year's municipal election, we want to take one last look at the primary coming up on May 7th, as well as address some other issues in city government and development. Joining me in studio now is WBOI's own Morning Edition host and reporter, Zach Bernard. Thank you for being here.
It's always great to be here, Ben.
In the time that's passed since we last spoke about primary elections, you have gotten to interview both of the GOP candidates, Tim Smith and Councilman John Crawford. And this race has been without controversy for the most part until the last couple of weeks. So care to bring us up to date on that?
Yes, on April 12th, the Smith campaign published two ads, a TV commercial which kind of depicted Crawford as a cartoon, showcasing a number of votes that he made and a number of sound clips supporting tax increases in Northeast Indiana, and also a mailer that basically pointed out that these votes were, quote, bad for Fort Wayne. It was a bit of an unexpected shift in the race because, as you mentioned, it wasn't very controversial up to that point. It was kind of surprising to see it take that change in tone. I was able to speak with both candidates about the ad. Both had very different things to say. Here's what John Crawford had to say about the ad first.
That's not a way to bring the party together. That's a way to divide it. And it's ultimately bad politics because it makes whichever one of us wins the primary much less likely to be able to beat the current mayor. So very disappointing.
And then I asked Smith about his decision to run the ad, and here's what he had to say.
The use of the animation in highlighting the taxes was actually intended to take an edge off. Some people perceive it otherwise. That's okay. But campaigns are about exposing records. That's all I've done in this campaign.
What was interesting to me, though, is you can look at that as a negative, quote unquote, advertisement. But I did manage to speak with political scientist Andy Downs of the Mike Downs Center for Indiana Politics. And he actually pointed out to me that negative ads could actually give a little bit more context to voters ahead of an election. And here's what Andy had to say.
Negative commercials, or what people call negative commercials and mailers, often are more fact-based and provide greater information for voters than just a traditional, aren't I a great person, please vote for me, bio commercial and mailer.
So the ads did throw a bit of a wrench into the proceedings, but it does seem like things have settled down in the days prior to the May 7th election.
Any final observations you want to share with our listeners looking ahead to this Tuesday?
Obviously, you know, you have two candidates here who are very passionate about the city of Fort Wayne and what they believe their vision is for this city. I think that's the one thing I can say objectively by adding my own two cents. If you would like to see expansions of the candidates' platforms, you can visit my conversations with them in full on our website, WBOI.org. I've got a lot of information about the mayoral primary on that story.
Shifting gears a bit here, we got some numbers in April that were probably great news for Democratic incumbent Mayor Tom Henry. Crime is down. What were some of the numbers, and how could they be interpreted beyond a possible good talking point for the mayor?
Well, I'll start by saying this is a good bridge from the conversation about the election, because both Smith and Crawford have made public safety a big concern and focus of their platforms. And so has Henry when he announced back in January that he would be running for a fourth term as mayor. But nonetheless, earlier in April, the Fort Wayne Police Department reported a big decrease in various crime numbers throughout the city. We saw five crime stats that saw varying degrees of decline. Homicides were down 56% from this time last year. The city saw a 29% decrease in shooting. Meanwhile, violent crime was down 13%, while drug overdoses and property crimes were down 7 and 5% respectively. The most significant number that we saw was a 65% increase in the number of arrests for possession of a handgun without a license. And that's something that the police department and Mayor Tom Henry are taking a lot of pride in. The important thing to remember, and you had said it in your question, is that this is the first quarter of the year, which means we've got January through March. There are more than just those months in the year. I think that goes without saying, but these are encouraging numbers. There is no question about that. And with each candidate making public safety a big focus, this is very good for Mayor Tom Henry. But it's also going to be interesting and important for all of us to keep an eye on where those numbers go from here. Will they continue to see improvements, or will they regress a little bit more? And the Fort Wayne Police Department did comment that their priorities and goals stay the same. They still want to hire more officers. They still want to change and alter some processes in the community. So nobody's getting complacent, but we still do want to make sure that the, you know, patting on the back stays consistent and that these numbers don't, you know, backpedal in the wrong direction.
Before we turned on the mics here, you mentioned you wanted to touch on some city odds and ends before we end our time. What's the latest on drones, motorized scooters, and construction starting at the Botanical Conservatory.
We had an interesting council meeting at the end of April where we took a look at a number of regulation issues, and those always seem boring, I imagine, to the layperson, but it's always interesting to kind of see how the sausage is made. And two things that came up in that one meeting were a pilot program that the city's investigating in to have motor scooters throughout Fort Wayne. Some cities have done that, like Indianapolis already. And in order to have a pilot program like that, by the way, it would last about 18 months into 2020, there needs to be some regulations as to who can possess motorized equipment on the roads, who can operate those, who will be the primary vendor for that, etc. So the scooter measure was basically to establish those rules so it doesn't get out of hand as a pilot program takes off. The other one was to seek limitations on drones and just kind of aircrafts like of that nature. Obviously, in order to fly a drone, you already need to be licensed. There are FAA federal laws that go into this, but the city of Fort Wayne kind of wants to limit who can use drones within the city limits. You can start at, I believe it's 100 West Main Street, and there's a radius of 5,500 feet around that area that you cannot fly a drone without, you know, special approval from the city of Fort Wayne, things like that. This measure has not been passed officially yet, and I imagine we'll see some more discussion on this as time goes on, but this was a measure that was discussed in council, and we'll see where it goes from here.
And the Botanical Gardens?
The Botanical Gardens, they also began construction on a project that would connect the conservatory to the Embassy Theater, kind of like what we have with the Sky Deck connecting the Embassy to the Grand Wayne Center to the Hilton downtown. This one will be grounded, however, and the primary purpose of this is to ensure that residents who are in that vicinity taking in the conservatory, the Embassy Theater, staying at the hotel, or visiting the convention center, that they never have to step foot in inclement weather. Kind of just a nice convenience the city's trying to offer. And no city money went into that one. That was funded by eight different local organizations at a cost of about $560,000. That should be done by November.
Zach Bernard, thank you so much for your reporting.
Thank you, Ben.